basically we had two people who had to make a decision together, a decision about a very trivial thing, and we wanted to see if they could do better working together than they could working on their own. And somewhat to our surprise, we found that indeed most pairs could actually do better working together than the better member of the pair on his own. And we could even show that their performance in a mathematical sense was optimal, that is to say, it was as good as it could possibly be given the two people's abilities. So this, of course, leads to a critical question: why are group decisions often so bad in real life? And the answer, of course, is groupthink.